Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Austin, Texas. My wife and I are triple diamonds in this wonderful company called ASEA. Each and every Monday night, I would like to refer to this as a Monday motivational call. This is a time that I get to interview people who's had a lot of success or just getting going and having success, or also the time that we can do some great teaching when it comes to how you build your ASEA business. Tonight is I get the pleasure of introducing one of my mentors in this business, also our upline. He's the founder and creator of AmazingMolecules.com. He is a multi-million dollar earner in ASEA, has a triple diamond, has been on the leadership council, or a global advisory council for multiple years, one of the really the founders of that area, of that part of the business, and also was the chairman of the ASEA Global Council. But I've asked Alan Noble to come on this call and kind of share a little bit of his background and his knowledge with where he sees ASEA. So, Alan, are you with us?
I'm here, Terry. Pleasure to be on the call. Thank you.
Man, thanks for taking the time. So, Alan, as we get going here tonight, I mean, there's a lot of new people. If you don't mind, kind of give everybody a little snapshot of who Alan Noble is.
Well, thank you. Well, I guess you can tell I'm not maybe an original Texan. I do live in Dallas, Texas, North Dallas, up in Frisco. But I'm originally from Ireland, from the famous city of Belfast, famous for all the wrong reasons, but a beautiful place anyway. And so I raised in Belfast. I graduated one of the finest colleges out there, Queen's University Belfast, with a degree in international finance. And I actually graduated top of my class in international finance. I don't say that to boast or brag, but I do say it to say that I was in a position to walk into pretty much any career I wanted in accountancy, stockbroking, financial management, financial analyst, accountancy, whatever it was. And yet something happened as I went through those job interviews, whereas my other folks that were in the class with me, they were all excited about getting their job. I had this churning pit in my stomach, and I didn't realize till years later, you know, what the condition was. And I had a medical condition that I called being psychologically unemployable. And it was this nauseous churning in my gut, and it was the thought of clocking in and clocking out for the next 40 years, being told, you know, when to show up and when to have lunch and when to take vacation. And it didn't appeal to me. And so I realized at a very young age, in my early 20s, that I really wanted to be my own boss. But I had no money. I had no experience. So what on earth do you do? And so I ended up doing what people do in that situation. They put on a backpack and they go wander the world and they try and find themselves. And in that time, I traveled about 50 countries of the world. 22 of those were in Africa, sitting with the mountain gorillas and climbing Kilimanjaro and doing all sorts of wonderful things. But I got to tell you, I came back with my dusty old backpack more clueless than when I left. I still didn't know what I wanted to do. So I jumped into the world of doing a master's, getting on the academic treadmill, and started a master's in finance. And it was right as I was beginning my master's that I was introduced to a book called The Boom Business of the 90s. And this book, in about 50 or 60 pages, about the same thickness as Dr. Gary Samuelson's The Science of Healing Revealed, and this little book outlined this amazing business model where somebody with no money, no experience, could go out and create a distribution empire. And that just fired me up. And I learned about leveraged income, the ability to earn beyond yourself. And I learned about residual income, the ability to earn over and over and over again. And even today, I would even say now global income, thanks to the internet, we can literally build a business that never sleeps. Imagine that, a business that never, ever sleeps. And so I just fell in love with the business model of network marketing. And Terry, I tell that story because I actually didn't fall in love with a company. I didn't fall in love with a product. I fell in love with the business model of network marketing. And I often say it took me till 2009, you know, 15 years later, to really to realize the vision that I had way back then. It took me 15 years to finally find the company that really did that business model justice. And of course, that company is ASEA. And so sometimes you got to kiss a few frogs to find your princess. You got to try a few companies and products to find where you truly belong. And as I said, to me, ASEA was almost the end of that search, looking for that network marketing company that I felt at home in.
Alan, how many companies would you say you kind of, how many frogs did you kiss before you found ASEA?
So, you know, that number, it depends whether you take them as real serious endeavors or whether you take them as just kind of dipping your toe in the water. Because there were some that you dip your toe in the water and you realize pretty quickly that this isn't where you belong. And there's others that you build and they've got good products. And, you know, for me, look, maybe the best way for me to answer this is this way. What I was looking for, and I actually ended up, you know, stepping, I was with my first company for 7 years. And I ended up, when I came to the United States, I got involved with another nutritional company. And I ended up backing out of the network marketing industry. And I backed out of the industry for almost 8 years. Now, again, I would dip my toe in the water. I would see what's out there. I would keep my ear close to the ground. Because, again, I love the business model. I think it's the most phenomenal business model that exists today. It's franchising squared. It's franchising on steroids. It's the people's franchise. However you want to look at it, it's an amazing business model. I mean, where else can you build a global distribution business with leveraged residual and global income and get started for $200? It doesn't exist, and you can work it part-time, weaving it around your busy schedule. It's a phenomenal business model. And so I got really, really frustrated in the United States, where there are thousands of companies. I couldn't find that company that really did justice to the business model. I couldn't find it. And I realized that what I was looking for was, number one, an exceptional product, and number two, a company that I could trust. And they were pretty simple. And you would think that would be fairly easy to find. It wasn't easy for me to find. This was in the decade of the juices. And if you think back, you know, and if you remember, you know, 15 years ago or so, all of those exotic juices made from fruits and berries from around the world, all promising different ORAC scores, antioxidant scores. And, you know, it became this kind of crazy, my daddy can beat up your daddy game. My product's better than your product. My, you know, my antioxidant is stronger than your antioxidant. And at that time, Terry, there were 82 juice companies, exotic juice companies, in direct sales and network marketing. And that didn't include Sam's Club and Costco and, you know, the palm juice in your grocery store. And to me, it was a really insane time in this industry. And I had to walk out. I had to take a step back. I had to remember that I graduated first in my class in international finance and go, hey, you know what? I can go do other things. But I loved the business model. And so I said, okay, here's what I'm looking for. And sometimes, by the way, kissing the frogs allows you to know what to truly look for. If you want to use the dating analogy, Terry, when you date a crazy lady, it kind of lets you know what you're really looking for in a spouse. You can learn from your bad experiences as much as from your good experiences. And so what I realized after some bad experience that I was looking for an exceptional product, and I was looking for a company I could trust. And the exceptional product, when I say exceptional product, I don't mean good. There's thousands of good products. I don't mean great. There are, you know, a handful of great products. I was looking for something truly exceptional, one of a kind, a story that had never been told before, something that solo voice that rises above the crowded choir, something that can impact the body at a depth that you just don't see in other products. You know, I just got off a call with a team, and we were sharing testimonials. And we were just rattling out testimonials. And what absolutely amazes me about ASEA and the ASEA technology is it's not the fact that we have testimonials. Every company has testimonials. Every single company has testimonials. Everybody's got their, you know, their Lazarus story, that their product, somebody was able to get up and walk that couldn't walk before. That, you know, every company's got their testimonials. But what we have in ASEA is a scope and intensity of testimonials that I have never seen with any other technology, product, or company. The sheer scope of testimonials from skin to eyes to energy to sleeping to aches and pains to this, to that, to the other. It's this massive scope and the intensity of testimonials and almost the certainty of the fact that people will. If they drink enough for long enough, people will experience something with this technology. It is truly exceptional. And so that's what I was looking for, an exceptional technology. And the other thing was, of course, a company that I could trust. And this is why the Genesis story is so important to me. If ASEA is, you know, what is ASEA? We can talk about what ASEA is all day long. But who is ASEA is just as important as what ASEA is. And for me, the Genesis story, the fact that this company was willing to put people ahead of profits, that they were willing to put principles ahead of payout, was incredibly important for me, because I knew in that moment when they say they turned down this multi-million dollar check from the pharmaceutical company because of a handful of people and the benefits, the life-changing benefits that they're getting from this technology, what that immediately tells me is that they are going to treat people right, which means they're going to treat me right. They're going to treat the associates right, and they're going to have respect for the associates, and they're going to appreciate the associates. And I know you can join me in this, Terry, in reaching the leadership levels and diamond and above in this company, that this company truly does appreciate their associates in ways that I just hadn't experienced in other companies. And again, it's because they appreciate what we're doing in the marketplace, bringing this life-changing technology into people's homes. So, look, for me, Terry, the story just basically went, when I found ASEA and I was looking for a product for a family member that really had a serious health challenge, and I went looking for that technology that could really tap into and harness and activate the healing response in the body. And that led me to hear about redox signaling. I flew to Salt Lake City. I met the founders. I heard the Genesis story. I looked them in the eye. I just felt intuitively that this was the real deal. This is what I had been looking for since I first read that little book called The Boom Business of the 90s. It was like coming home. And I guess they say the rest is history. It's been the most incredible journey of my life. Over 7 years now, telling the world about redox signaling in many, many different countries, from right across North America to across Europe to all over Australia. And it's been an absolutely amazing experience. Not just the success financially, but the lives changed. And, of course, that's where we get our phrase, you know, the size of our commission check is a direct reflection of lives changed.
You know, Alan, I love it when you start talking about the history of the industry and you know, the as we go into the juices and the proteins and everything else. When you first started to hear about redox, I mean, did you think there was any further? I mean, what were you thinking about the wellness industry as a whole? I know about the network marketing, but did you ever start thinking about what was next? And when you heard of redox signaling, what was it that really dawned on you is that this is bigger than I can really wrap my arms around?
Well, you know, I'm a very visual person, and I remember sitting in the boardroom in the first ASEA premises up in Salt Lake City, the first corporate headquarters. And it wasn't anything close to what they have now, and it's not anything close to what they're actually building at the minute. And it was their first place, and I remember sitting around the table with just the key people back then, and the founders and a couple of key executives that are still with the company today, which actually says a lot as well, that some of our very, very first executives are still with this company today. And I suddenly had this image in my mind, and it was kind of like going on a journey. You could almost imagine walking down a very long corridor. And as you start this journey down the corridor, you see this first door that says vitamins and minerals. You know, that's what they were talking about back in, you know, the 1920s, 1930s, the beginning of Neutralite and Amway, way back then. And then you continue down this corridor, you continue to progress, and now there's this focus on antioxidants. Now you're at about, you know, 1980, 1990, and we're seeing all these things about antioxidants. And then you continue down this journey and you go further down the corridor, and now you're seeing these exotic juices with all of these ORAC scores that are taking the antioxidant story to another level. and you continue to walk down this corridor, and you kind of get into the end of the corridor, and you see this other door, and it's master antioxidants, and these are the glutathione and superoxide dismutase and catalase, and these are the master antioxidants that your body makes. They don't grow in fruits and berries and on trees. This is now the master antioxidant that your body makes. They're native to the body. And they're many, many, many times more powerful. And so I imagine this journey of going down this corridor, and each thing is a progression on the next. You know, we start off, you know, with your vitamin C and your vitamin E and your basic vitamins. You move on to the other more powerful antioxidants, onto the juices, and now into this incredible world of glutathione. And you think you've reached the end of the corridor. You think you've got to an end of it. You've reached the end of the corridor. You've found the master antioxidant of the human body, glutathione. And then all of a sudden you notice at the very end this little door. And it says redox signaling on it. And at the end of the door there's this redox signaling door, and you open it, and all of a sudden this massive world appears to you. It's like entering a massive ballroom at the end of this little corridor. And it's this whole other world opens up. And I think sometimes, unfortunately, our industry is so full of cliches, like the greatest scientific breakthrough and category creator, never seen before. I mean, so many companies have used this terminology to simply describe a variation of something that has existed before, a variation on an antioxidant, a variation on a juice. I mean, it's like they take, you know, two exotic juices and mix them together, and all of a sudden it's a breakthrough. No, you just mixed two juices together. You just created a different type of formula with the same vitamins and same minerals. You know, but this truly is a breakthrough. It literally, you open that door at the end of the corridor, and it's a whole world that exists of redox signaling. It's a different world. And I realized just really the very first day that I sat in corporate in Salt Lake City, that this was a profound breakthrough. That here we were now talking about the very molecules that literally amplify and clarify the signaling and communication in the body and activate the body's natural response to heal. You know, I used to say in the early days, Terry, our product does nothing, but it allows our body to activate that healing response, to allow our bodies to take care of themselves. And that's truly the most powerful thing you can find, is getting back to the absolute root foundational core of what allows our body to take care of itself. That's what we're looking to achieve here, and that's what we have with our redox signaling technology. So for me, to be honest, it's always been a very simple, to me, this is easier to understand than a vitamin or mineral. Most people don't have a clue how a vitamin or mineral works in the body. And I've always struggled a little bit when people think that ASEA or our redox signaling is complex, because the real concept behind it is actually very, very simple. Signaling and communication. In fact, Terry, can I share just the example I give on my Wednesday night Zoom?
I'm sorry, I was muted out.
Share it anyway. I don't mean to get into a whole product pitch here, because we're kind of, you know, we're preaching to the choir. But I do think it's maybe a way to help explain and understand what we have our hands on. Imagine your house is on fire, and you're on your cell phone, but you don't have a very good cell signal, and you're calling the fire department, and the fire department's there. They're ready with their big red truck, and all the firemen and firewomen and their hard hats, and they've got their hoses ready to go. They've got all the equipment, all the tools they need to put out your fire, but you don't have a good cell signal, and they're missing every third word. They can't hear your address. They don't know where you live. They don't quite know what the problem is. They don't know how big the problem is. They don't know if the problem's urgent or not. They're not getting the message. They've got all the expertise and all the tools and all the resources to put out the fire, but there's a breakdown in signaling. There's a breakdown in communication. You're on a staticky line. That's what's going on in our bodies. And with these redox signaling molecules, we can amplify and clarify that communication signal that literally activates our body's ability to take care of itself. And all of a sudden, the fire department's getting the message, and it's doing what it naturally knows to do. It's doing what it was made to do. And that's the power behind our technology. I don't see anything difficult to understand about that. It's phenomenal. I think we make this way too complex sometimes as we're talking about us here.
I think that's kind of how we're wired. But, you know, you're hitting some pretty key points now. I love your story. Would you mind sharing your story with your wife's experience when you brought home to Tanya? How it all kind of came together. I think that kind of ties this up pretty well.
So what happened to me was, you know, I'd gone out to find this technology for my dad, actually, back in Ireland. And my dad had a wonderful experience with the product way back in the summer of 2009. But he wasn't my first testimonial. It was my wife was my very, very first testimonial. And what had happened was Tanya had all sorts of hip discomfort, lower back discomfort from the birth of my oldest daughter. And for 10 months, she was having these problems. And it was making life very, very difficult, you know, lifting my daughter Lauren in and out of the bath, pushing the buggy. Just everyday stuff was very difficult for her. She was in constant pain. And I came home with this product, and we started cracking it open. And I guess it's so long ago, you forget kind of the amazement. And you're looking at it going, a bottle of salt water, tastes a little bit like pool water, smells a little weird. And my wife was kind of going, oh, how am I going to tell Alan that we probably shouldn't pursue this, you know? We're newly married. We got a young baby, and, you know, I should probably be sensible and put network marketing aside. And so my wife, Tanya, she takes 2 ounces in the morning. She takes 2 ounces in the afternoon. And she wakes up the next morning, and for the first time in 10 months, she is absolutely pain-free, zero discomfort. And the next morning, she's back in the gym working out again for the first time in over a year. And so that did a couple of things. Number one, it very quickly made us realize that this is something special. I should add that, again, with my background in nutrition since 1993, 94, you know, I was giving Tanya all sorts of these other products that I'm talking about. I was giving her glutathione supplements. I was giving her a product to help her body make more glutathione. I was giving her exotic juices. I was giving her green products. I was giving her other antioxidant formulas. We were doing other things. There were other therapies that I was getting for her. And so we were being very, very proactive on helping her, and yet none of these things worked. Along comes ASEA, 4 ounces of this weird liquid, and my wife is totally changed in 24 hours. And again, the analogy is it's almost like this light bulb. You know, what we're doing is we're cleaning up the signaling and communication that's activating the body's ability to take care of itself. And it's almost like I'm coming home with light bulbs, but she doesn't have a light bulb problem. She's got a power problem. But nobody, we can't flick the electricity on. And finally, I find the power supply, and I bring it home, and it activates the light bulbs. I mean, you can tell I'm quite a visual person, but these are, you know, this is what we're seeing. We're seeing people. I was just heard a story recently of a lady who had a pretty bad wound that just wouldn't heal for over a year. She's actually a distributor for another nutrition network marketing company, and she's taken all of their products, and they're not doing a darn thing. She got all the resources, all the building blocks, and then all of a sudden she uses Renew 28 on her arm, and within a week, what hasn't healed in a year is all of a sudden healing, because we're addressing things at a more foundational signaling level. And it's incredible to see these. Again, the scope and intensity of stories that we see with this technology is the biggest clue you can have that this truly is a breakthrough, that it truly is a category creator, that it is the greatest breakthrough that we've seen in our lifetime with health and anti-aging.
And that kind of transitions into now going tapping into your financial background and where we really are. You know, as we start to look at these category creator, and you know, I was trying to find online while you were speaking just then, Gary Samuelson's quote, Dr. Gary Samuelson, when he said we're in the science of we're really starting to spearhead the beginning of some other massive things to come in the future. So as we speak of this, and you're talking some really, you're throwing some things back and forth, and which is a lot of science points, but it's taken. The application is very simple. Where are we, Alan? I mean,
we've been on this journey. A company's been on the journey like 7 years, and where are we? Where are we going with this thing? What do you see?
Well, I think when you've got a technology that the world has never seen before, is absolutely groundbreaking, that brings results, real physical results. This isn't theoretical. This is lives changed. This is my wife having no discomfort in her life after living with it for 10 months. You know, these are, I mean, gosh, we heard Leland's story last week. I mean, this is a life-changing technology. It's very, very powerful. And when you then add the fact that nobody else in the world has it, how big can we be? I mean, there's the million-dollar, or should I say billion-dollar question. And, I mean, I think one of the ways to maybe put it in perspective, and you and I have referenced this a lot, Terry, if you think about back to the juice days, you know, the top five juice companies in network marketing, you know, that were made from noni fruits and mangosteen fruits and goji berries and things like that, the top five companies collectively were doing, pardon me, about $3 billion a year if you add up the top five juice companies. And the challenge is most of those companies were robbing Peter to pay Paul. You know, people were leaving one juice company going to the other because their daddy can beat up the other daddy. I mean, there was this switching from one company to the other. And so imagine how big these companies could have been if they actually had something proprietary, something unique, something groundbreaking, something that the world never had. These companies were all sharing the same market share. So, look, I'll tell you honestly, I believe our potential here as a company is easily a $3 billion potential of these five companies added together. Because what we have in our technology is way beyond what any of them have, and they were all sharing market share. We don't share it with anybody. And so, look, we can really, there is no ceiling, and Virtus has always said this, because of the nature of what we have and the fact that it's patented, protected, and it's this whole new category of science. We're just at the beginning. There is no ceiling on this company. It's really how big we choose to take it. And I think one of the things that I've been addressing here as we begin 2017 is to really think about where we are. Where are we as a company? And, you know, sometimes we're in about our seventh year. You could say this is our year seven. There's different ideas of exactly when the company started, but you could say we're right here 7 years. You know, I believe that we have been laying the foundation for 7 years. And I believe we are now just coming out of the foundational phase of our first 7 years. I think that the next 7 years are going to look very, very, very different. The growth curve is going to be very, very different. Now, don't get me wrong. We have grown every single year in those 7 years. It has been totally an upward curve. There's been no ups and downs. Every year has been bigger than the last year. So that's been fantastic. But we have certainly not hit what we would call in this industry momentum. That's the ride that we will be enjoying for the next 7 years. And some might say, well, 7 years is a long time to build a foundation. And that would be true if we were building the foundation on something that was simply an extension to something that already existed. So 7 years would be a long time to build a foundation on a vitamin company because you got 70 years to build on. You don't need 7 years. It would be a long time to build a foundation to an antioxidant company. Antioxidants have been around 30 years. You don't need 7 years to build that foundation. But when you're starting from scratch, when you're starting from a blank piece of paper, introducing to the world a new category of science, a door in the corridor that has never been opened before, that people didn't even know existed, it takes a little bit longer to build the foundation. It takes a little bit longer to validate the technology that we're bringing to the marketplace. I cannot express to you enough that we are true pioneers here in many, many senses of the world. We're pioneers in network marketing. We're pioneers in natural holistic health. We're pioneers in anti-aging. We are truly pioneers. And the simplest way to think about this is we are where vitamins and minerals were 70, 80 years ago. We are where antioxidants were 25, 30, 35 years ago. That's how early in the curve we are. And when you're introducing something that is so new, that literally is a category creator, it takes a little bit longer to build that foundation. And our company has always been more focused on steady, long-term growth than pulling a lever to just spike this thing only for it to collapse later on down the road. Chuck Funke says one of my favorite things, Chuck says, very, very smart CEO. He says there are levers you can pull for steady growth, long-term, to be here 20 years from now. And then there are levers that any company can pull to get very fast growth, but it's unstable, and it usually comes tumbling down like a house of bricks. And so we have really planned a very careful seven-year foundation to this company. But the feeling, and Terry, you and I have again talked about this, there is a tremendous feeling all around the world of ASEA that this foundation is secure, that this foundation that we have been building is really secure, and we're now ready to build on top of it. And you said it today, it's like there's something in the water. There's just something going on. There's a feeling that there's an acceleration of business. We're attracting some fantastic entrepreneurs and sometimes networkers, sometimes not, but people that are really beginning to catch the vision very, very quickly for what we're doing. And I predict 2017 will absolutely see an acceleration of our speed of growth. We will continue to grow, but you will see in 2017 an acceleration of that growth that leads us into momentum. And it's all been built on this beautiful, solid seven-year foundation. So, again, I believe the next 7 years will make the last 7 years look like we've been standing still. It's like we've been asleep at the wheel. It's just really, really exciting time.
I could literally ask you questions all night because you're a wealth of knowledge. And you know, one of the things that has me really excited today is 2017, of course, for what we know that's coming and how the foundation's been laid. But, you know, when I speak with people, when they first were part of us in the beginning, you for two and a half years did a call every Tuesday with that people leverage that they drove people to. People got lit on fire, and they got in the system, and then they drove people to the call the following week. You're now doing this again, also leveraging the technology at hand on a Zoom where we can actually do with what you did with visual, the presentation, doing the exact same thing you did, what, 4 or 5 years ago. And you're going to do this every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central. Alan, can you talk about that, how people can leverage that?
Show and I'm here. I feel like I'm on a talk show and I'm about to plug my book.
I got to tell you, before you say, I'm telling you, this is one of the things that has me really lit on fire because all the things you're bringing up, I know people say, man, I wish I could bottle this guy up and take him with me. And the cool thing is every Wednesday you're sharing on the Discover ASEA, but can you share a little bit about that, what they can expect on Wednesday?
Yeah. So here's the deal. The way I look at prospecting and building our business, and Terry, you are the master of the rhythm of the business and the rhythm of events. And these rhythms are weekly, they're daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually. And the way I've always had the most success is I love recorded tools in that they're available 24/7. And that's the great thing about recorded tools. And so I created AmazingMolecules.com with recorded presentations and videos and things like that, just in a really easy-to-get place. And it's there all the time. So you approach an insomniac and it's 2 o'clock in the morning or someone in another part of the world, you know, they're not waiting for the next call. It's there all the time. So I love recorded tools because they're so easy to use. The downside with these things is that they're recorded. So the good thing is they're recorded, but the bad thing is they're recorded. And so what happens on the negative side is because they're recorded, procrastination can set in. And people go, well, you know, I'll check it out tomorrow. And then tomorrow, I'll check it out the weekend. And then the next weekend. And so what I like to do is I like to have the recorded tools humming along in the background, but at least once a week, punctuate the week with a live event. And, you know, it's a live event. It has to be an event that you drive people towards. It's a line in the sand. It's a one time only. You know, the famous one time only, one time only, one time only. You know, this live event, do not miss it. And you create energy and intensity in promoting the live event. You know, imagine Michael Jackson has come back from the grave and he's doing one last concert. You know, it's one time event. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not comparing myself to Michael Jackson, but you're able to create energy and excitement and intensity in promoting a live event that is difficult to do on a recorded tool, because the recorded tool is always there. There's no deadline. There's no fear of loss. And so the live event that I'm now doing, it's every Wednesday, and I'm committed to it right up to the cruise. So we got 20 weeks to go, and we may go beyond then, but we're looking right up to the cruise here. So 20 weeks, for the next 20 Wednesdays, I will be at www.discoveracia.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific. And here's the thing about a repetitive live event, a couple of things. Number one, it has to be consistent. The goal is not to change the presentation. The goal is to change the audience. I'm going to deliver the same consistent presentation every single week, and that's what I think I was known for with the Vision Call. It was very, very consistent. I did 150 Tuesdays back-to-back, and it was almost word-for-word consistent. So people had the confidence of promoting because they knew what they were going to get. It's like going to a restaurant and knowing, hey, you're going to get the steak's going to be cooked the same every time. It's not like sometimes it's this and sometimes it's rare and sometimes it's well done. It's consistent. And consistency breeds confidence. And when the message is consistent, we have the confidence to promote that to our new prospects. It's not like a box of chocolates where, oh, they might be allergic to hazelnut, but they like strawberry. Which one are we going to get this week? It's consistent. You know exactly what you're going to get. And so my goal isn't to change it around. I'm not there to entertain. I'm there to explain the story in a way that your prospects come to that live event because you've promoted it with energy, excitement, and enthusiasm, and they walk away and they go, there's something big going on here. Here's what I consider winning. Your prospects go, okay, I get it. This is big. I'm getting the vision for this. And they're beginning to feel that stirring, that there's something exciting going on. And so I will conclude every call. I will spice it up a little bit with a diamond. And above every week, a diamond leader sharing their story. And what that will do will edify the breakthrough. They'll share a testimonial of theirs or in their group. And they'll share a business story of how this business, how this opportunity has impacted their lifestyle. I'm excited this coming Wednesday I will have Debbie Wetzler on the call this coming Wednesday. And Debbie has, I think, one of the finest stories of what this opportunity did for her. And so we're not going to get lost in the comp plan, but we're going to validate the breakthrough and we're going to validate the opportunity. But again, it's not about changing the message. It's about changing the audience. And so we've got a 500-seater room for that. I would encourage you. Trust me, let me do the honor of telling the story for you and for your prospects. And let me help share the massive vision that we have here with ASEA and send them to www.discoveracia.com on a Wednesday night. And let me go to work for you.
Man, you got me lit on fire. So last year, guys, we did just north of $80 million in sales. We also have a manufacturing facility that could put out right at $800 million of product per year right now with 13 distribution centers around the world. We're about to open 4 new markets here in the next few months to come. We are scalable and ready to roll. So 2017, make it your best year yet. And Alan, what would you tell these guys new to the people who've been in for a little bit? What's some, as we close this thing out, what's something you'd like to close the call out with tonight?
Well, you know, Terry, I'm not a big American football fan. I don't really understand the game. I was raised on rugby and soccer, and the most boring game in the world, cricket. And so, I never threw a football in my life. I don't really get it, but I understand you have this big event here called the Super Bowl. Okay, And so obviously, you know, Tom Brady, look, I don't need to have a love affair for American football to absolutely, totally admire and respect this guy for what he has accomplished. And I've been learning a little bit more about him, you know, kind of the underdog. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Terry, but, you know, he wasn't the biggest guy. He wasn't the fastest guy. He didn't have the strongest arm. He wasn't like the first guy picked up in the draft. Is that all correct?
Oh, yeah. Last.
And I don't know if he said this quote or somebody else said this quote thinking about him, but it's not your setbacks that define you. It's your comebacks. It's not your setbacks that define you. It's your comebacks that define you. And certainly we witnessed probably one of the greatest comebacks of any, probably of any sporting event that any of us can remember on the Super Bowl last night. And it's this idea, and I guess here's the words of wisdom that I'd like to share for those that have maybe been around for a while. I have discovered that there are two types of people in the world, and we're going to call them people A and people B. And people A have setbacks, and they have disappointments, and they experience them, and they learn from them, but then they do something magical. They set them aside. They don't let them define them. They package them up, put them on the shelf, put them in a box, they set them aside. Group B, they have the same setbacks, they have the same disappointments, and they experience them, and they learn from them, but they don't set them aside. They let those experiences, they let those setbacks define them. And they put them, it's almost like they're carrying a rucksack, and they put these disappointments and setbacks in the rucksack, and they're determined to carry them with them on their journey. And as time goes on, as they go through life and they experience more setbacks and more disappointments, this rucksack gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And that's Group B. And the truth is, Group A are the successful people in life and Group B are not. And I would say, you know, that what really made me think about this idea that it's our comebacks that define us, not our setbacks. I would encourage everybody, if you've been in this business for a while, whether it's 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, whatever length of time, and you're not quite where you want to be, please take those disappointments, take those setbacks, take them out of the rucksack. Take the rucksack off your back. Go place those disappointments and setbacks in a box. Put them on a high shelf somewhere. Forget about them. Move on. Liberate yourself. Free yourself. The past does not equal the future. Tomorrow is a brand new day. This is a brand new year. We're going into a brand new phase of growth in this company. And I would just encourage you, don't miss this opportunity because you're weighing yourself down because you've decided that your setbacks are what define you. Allow your comebacks to define you. Make this year your year of coming back. So that's kind of what I'd like to share, Terry.
Oh, man. Alan, thanks for taking the time, man. I know your busy schedule. I know you got a lot of things going on, but I say it again, I'm very extremely, extremely excited about this year for many different reasons, but the fact that you're doing, kicking off that Wednesday webinar is great. And everybody also make sure that you familiarize yourself if you have not yet gone there to ateamsupport.com. And the password and username are the exact same. That's associate with a capital A. Make sure you register for the newsletter so you get those newsletters every week from our upline, Trish and Bob Swinkler. So, guys, have a fantastic week. Get this out to your people. This call is recorded for 7 days. Get it out to your people as soon as you possibly can. You guys have a fantastic week. Look forward to seeing you on the highway. Thanks, Alan.